The McCain-Feingold law, upheld today by the Supreme Court, actually took effect at the beginning of 2003, so the decision doesn't change the rules of the game, but it does say that those rules will stay in place. And so will the new ways that political fundraisers and consultants have come up with to get around the law. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
Setting aside the constitutional arguments and focusing only on practical politics, the backers of McCain-Feingold say it's doing what it was meant to do, breaking the close bonds between federal office holders and unregulated soft money contributions. Trevor Potter, a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, worked on getting the law through Congress and past the Supreme Court.
The sky has not fallen, contrary to the predictions of many opponents. The system is adapting, and it is surviving without huge corporate and labor contributions.
But critics of the law still say what they've always said, that McCain-Feingold undermines the two-party system and stifles voices of ordinary people. Frank Donatelli is a veteran Republican strategist.
We're a regulated industry now. It's regulated every bit as much as banking or communications. And you think about how that's changed in 30 years. There used to be no regulations at all in politics, and now you won't be able to undertake too many activities without advice from a lawyer.
Donatelli is counsel to a group called Americans for a Better Country. His group exists to promote Republican candidates and ideas, but it's not technically a part of the Republican Party. It's one of many groups that are popping up just outside the reach of McCain-Feingold. This is where Republicans and Democrats alike think they'll find opportunities to use the soft money contributions that the parties themselves can't accept anymore. These new groups are called 527 committees, so named for the section of the tax code that created them. Right now, Democrats have more 527s than Republicans. For example, America Coming Together, heavily financed by investor George Soros. 527s are among the least regulated areas of political money. Democratic Congressman Bob Matsui, chairman of the party's House Campaign Committee, admitted that Democrats once relied on soft money more than Republicans did. Yet he was upbeat.
I think in the long term, McCain-Feingold will probably be good for the Democratic Party and even the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, because Howard Dean has showed that it's possible to raise significant sums of money, hundreds of millions of dollars probably over time, from small donors. And what we really are going to have to do is begin to focus on the small donors.
But at the National Right to Life Committee, the line was that the Supreme Court has gutted the First Amendment.
People in Iraq now have more freedom than people in America about their government.
Attorney Jim Bopp represents National Right to Life, one of the groups most outspoken in opposing McCain-Feingold.
National Right to Life has a federal PAC, raises about $2 million an election cycle, and spends every nickel of that on elections. They have $14 million that they spend on lobbying and advocating issues. And now the use of that money is severely circumscribed.
Even more outspoken, the National Rifle Association. It's exploring the idea of winning exemption from McCain-Feingold by becoming a media organization, and it could end up buying a radio station to get around the law. The NRA's executive vice president is Wayne LaPierre.
We will vastly expand our internet operations. That's the future anyway. We'll look at more mail, we'll look at more phones, we'll look at more grassroots organization. Paul Revere going through the streets again, talking to people one-on-one.
LaPierre says there's another way to circumvent the law, and that's running TV ads that talk about Congress in general and then direct viewers to a website for more specific information. So long as it doesn't attack individual lawmakers, it should be okay, LaPierre says. And so it goes. The new campaign finance law has the blessing of the nation's highest court, and the search for new loopholes is well underway. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.